The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, continues to partner with the government and people of Jamaica, giving support to the Vision 2030 National Development Plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Over the years, USAID Jamaica has established a track record for promoting community safety and security, widening access to quality basic education, and increasing the resilience of targeted sectors to global climate change. Under USAID's latest initiative, the institutional capacity of selected local civil society organizations, CSOs, and other partners is expected to be strengthened over the next 5 years. Dubbed the Local Partner Development LPD Project, the initiative will provide extensive capacity building services for Jamaica's civil society sector. This intervention is expected to improve the sustainability of these organizations and enhance their ability to advocate for improvements in their enabling environments, among other things. Director General at the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry, has welcomed the initiative, describing it as a more effective partnership between government and civil society. He strongly believes that it will help Jamaicans develop their full potential.
The partnership will see government and citizens working together to address economic growth through the provision of employment opportunities, business development support, diverse engagement across CSOs, government entities, and the private sector.
The Director General says he's pleased that the LPD project will address the issue of sustainability, one of the main challenges facing many CSOs.
The LPD will systematically strengthen the institutional capacity of these organizations so that they can survive with minimal government intervention. It is expected that there will be improvements in institutional structures and processes so that organizations can efficiently meet its missions and goals in a sustainable way.
USAID Jamaica's Mission Director, Maura Barry Boyle, says the program represents an exciting opportunity for the USAID. She notes that the new activity will ensure that the USAID continues to play a role in boosting the capability of local partner organizations to ensure that Jamaicans are safe and secure.
The work we intend to do with these partners will result in a stronger, more resilient group of local partners who are able to better achieve and sustain their organizational objectives and support more effective local-led efforts to address citizens' security concerns.
Mrs. Barry Boyle is hopeful that the project will achieve its objectives, adding that the USAID is pleased to be associated with the initiative, which is to help Jamaica's future development. In the meantime, LPD Chief of Party, Marana Shmodlaka-Krajnovich, says the project is crucial because it is demonstrative of how local partner development can affect Jamaican society from government levels to the individual levels in each community.
The program from its start has been designed by looking and into the holistic approach, understanding that safety and security in Jamaican communities cannot happen without economic stability, without citizens fully understanding and being fully committed and taking ownership of those safety and security initiatives.
Under the LPD project, civil society partners will have innovative ways of generating income, will be supported by a conducive policy environment, and will work together to find solutions to the country's toughest crime and violence challenges. Throughout its implementation, the LPD project will incorporate monitoring and evaluation activities that will be carried out in a synergy with the component activities to allow for effective adaptation to changing circumstances. In addition, the project builds on previous programs supported through the USAID Jamaica and incorporates the insights of key stakeholders in the civil society and citizen security sectors. It is being implemented by FHI 360, an international non-profit human development organization, through funding by USAID Jamaica.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.